What has a rainy Connecticut weekend ruined for you?
Everything. Life.
Your life?
Yeah.
Is that why it's so screwed up?
I'm going to go with that, yeah.
Connecticut has seen 15 consecutive weekends of rain.
I know.
That is unbelievable.
Relentless, yeah.
Has it ruined your prom, a parade, a graduation?
A couple of car shows.
Car show.
Yeah.
Weddings, birthdays, work.
Your hair.
They have here listed dog walks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, soggy dog.
The dogs don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dogs are going out. Yeah.
Dogs are like, this is great.
Right? I love this. I'm going to shake off
I get
house.
The shake off. Yeah.
Snow might be different.
Right.
Each weekend from March, first and second, to last weekend.
Yeah.
Rained at least an inch.
Yeah.
Brutal.
The worst. I mean, you can't keep anything nice on your property. You know, like get my grass cut and everything, and then like they blow the driveway off and everything. Next thing you know, it rains and everything's back in the driveway again. It's
yep.
a mess.
All caked up.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't have anything that it really ruined. I mean, I'm lucky. You know, all of my events have been basically inside.
Yeah.
Think of all that canceled gender reveal parties, though.
My God.
That makes me smile.
The fireworks.
Yeah, no fireworks. Yeah, soggy fireworks. Yeah.
I have, you know, I planted a bunch of trees. And I haven't had to stand out there and water them.
Like sequoias, like,
they're loving
like, it.
It
feels like a benefit.
Yeah, like sequoias.
Our garden is going crazy. Like the
the
plants have just exploded.
I mean, look at the woods across here from the window. It looks like a freaking jungle. You can't see anything.
It's green.
It's all green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I know some people lose a lot of work time.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, construction projects.
Oh, yeah, landscapers. I mean, you can't really do a lot of landscaping.
And weddings,
out.
Can you imagine?
Weddings. Oh, it's
Yep.
Ugh.
Wet brides.
My dress.
That is the worst.
And what did you say this was all about?
La Nina. It's like it comes around every few years where like it's just like a really just a wet season. Usually it's a milder winter and then it's a wet summer.
Yeah, there are three main phases to the Enzo cycle, El Nino, La Nina, and neutral.
Yeah.
And when the pattern is in neutral phase, that means the jet stream comes down from Canada, cuts through the Midwest, and blah, 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 whatever.
Take a left over here. When you see the cow, take a right.
Not better if
you
get their goddamn geese.
Neutral is not keeping with the Spanish naming
neutral.
Convention.
Yeah. That's right. All right, there's a news story of this 11-year-old. He's being honored after calling 911 to save an 88-year-old neighbor. Here's the news report.
A story of heroism in Clanton. Now,
stop.
Listen to this.
Clanton?
It's not heroism.
No. Doing the right thing, maybe.
If you're 11 and you dial 911 because someone's screaming outside, that's you're a good citizen.
Right, you're playing your phone anyway.
It's not heroic.
No. If he dove into flames to get her.
It didn't take an act of bravery to pick up the phone and say, help.
Right.
Yeah, by 11, you have common sense.
9-1-1. Yeah.
You have enough understanding.
We can't water down that word.
Yeah, no. Hero remains hero.
Not everyone's a hero. Not everyone gets a ribbon here.
Right. You did a good thing. You did a good thing. You're not a hero.
Not everyone gets a trophy. Not everyone's a hero.
Right. Work towards it.
You're 11. You picked up the phone and said, help.
Right. It's called common sense.
Right. Good for you. I'm saying he should be celebrated.
Yes, he did a good thing.
Good for you. You did the right thing. You're a good kid.
You're a good citizen.
Good citizen.
You're a good citizen.
Not heroism.
No.
All right. Please continue.
This involves an 11-year-old boy who jumps into action when his neighbor becomes trapped under her car. Tonight, we're on your side talking to the boy who called 911 and helped to save her life.
Your reporter Ajnay Robinson joins us live from Clanton, and I bet this young man is feeling really proud right now, Ajnay. Oh, my goodness.
Does anyone hear why news is dying?
Seriously. Is the story you covered?
Oh, my God.
More than
Start with the 911 call. Do you have that? Start right there.
Yeah.
88-year-old woman, car on top of her, 11-year-old. Here's what he does.
It's dramatic.
Boom. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Not take us.
Oh, the sound effects. Now we're going to go reporters. Live to another person who's going to say the same thing.
Right.
The last three people said.
Right.
And then eventually we're going to get to a recorded package.
Get to the point.
It does seem like that's the format everybody uses now.
Yeah.
I hear it over and over again.
It's called Slow News Day.
And by the way, if you're tuning in, we're celebrating an 11-year-old.
Right.
Who helped an 88-year-old.
We are.
Yeah. We're celebrating. Exactly. That's what's happening right here. This is a celebration.
Right.
Sounds angry, but it's a celebration.
We're all smiling over here.
You should see the streamers in the studio right now.
It's unbelievable.
We have party hats and everything.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Morgan, Sarah, absolutely. And his parents, they're also equally as proud. Now, Caleb, he tells me that it was just a regular Friday afternoon when he started to hear cries for help. And he didn't have
someone have her in a headlock.
Right.
I can't get over this thing. Right. All right. I'm sorry. I'm taking away from the news story. Go ahead.
At home, playing in his yard, the Friday started as just another spring afternoon for 11-year-old Caleb McKee.
And it does sound like Miley Cyrus.
In between singing songs, I'm also a news reporter.
Yeah, that was a very hard. At home.
At home, wow. Playing in his yard, it was just a regular Friday.
Yes, Professor Frink's daughter.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, lay off of the news girl.
Seriously.
Psyche.
Talk normal.
Just talk normal.
Right.
No one talks like this all the time.
I'm choking on a lifesaver right now. I have one lodged in my throat. I can barely breathe.
And then we're celebrating.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's go back to celebrating.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay.
And then everything changed.
Her driver's side car wheel rolled over her legs.
His neighbor, Miss Wright, was pinned under her own car and in serious pain.
I didn't know.
Hold on.
Is it Forrest Gump? Young Forrest Gump.
How fast did you have to write this story? The car rolled over her legs and she was in serious pain.
Right. Just all right there. It ran over her legs, really? That was life-saving? You got two busted legs.
Serious pain as opposed to non-serious pain.
Right. I thought it was a car like landed on her and she's like trapped underneath
it. I would call it like agony.
Right. Yeah. They got a boo-boo. I got two boo-boos over here.
A car crushed your leg. You're 88, by the way. You could sneeze and blow out a hip.
This is true. Yeah. This is true. You could yawn and
you have a car on your legs.
You can yawn.
It's more than serious pain.
Yeah, you yawn and snap in half. Yep.
Okay. We're celebrating.
Yes,
the kid, by the way. Yeah.
The kid.
Yeah. Forrest Gump.
I didn't know if she would be okay.
With his parents at work, Caleb remembered what he was taught. Stay calm and call for help.
Ran back inside to get the phone and call 911.
Jenna. Oh,
wow. What 11-year-old doesn't have a cell phone?
Right. It's true.
Good for him.
Yeah, but nice.
He had to go in the house to make a call.
Right.
Had to go pick up the landline.
Right.
Yeah.
I had to go call him. I had to call the switchboard, talk to Shirley.
We're a minute 10 into this. We're going to hear the 911 call finally.
Where's Jenna?
Or some of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We need help. A lady, her car rolled over her leg.
They said
how you start the story, right there.
Right.
And that's all they gave us.
Take us there. Then get out of the, we're going to have four people tell you what happened.
Right. Lose Miley Cyrus. Yeah.
That's it from the 911 call, just that.
Yeah, and then right back to him talking again.
Seriously.
They said they were sending all they had over there. The firefighters, paramedics, and police.
Now, Caleb didn't know the house number, but that didn't stop first responders. They got there fast, and with teamwork, they lifted the car off Miss Wright using logs and a jack.
Oh, my God.
Logs. They didn't have
any logs on it.
They didn't have, like, jaws of life and like that?
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, good morning. Could we get an update on that gentleman from the South? I think his name was Clarence.
Can we get an update on the gentleman from the South whose name was Clarence?
Clarence. Roger.
Who's that?
Yeah. You did a story on him about a month or so ago. I heard it in the morning. He has cancer, and he went outside when he was alone and got attacked by...
I got attacked by the old guy we talked to, by a bobcat or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good follow-up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. Yes, Ruth, please. Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think of our celebratory segment here on this 11-year-old?
You know, the kid did a good thing.
Yeah, that's it. Good thing. That's it. Yeah. It's a good thing.
The lead-in was, got lost in the sound effects, but
Yes, you know? We're on the same page.
Right. He's not a hero, though.
Yeah, not a hero.
Yeah, did a good,
good
thing.
Good kid.
Did a good thing.
The news doesn't need to get in the way of this one. Just let the story tell itself.
Play the 911 call.
Yeah.
And then
right. Lead into it. Yeah. Right.
Thank you. And we're going to follow up on that story. That was a great story, by the way.
It was cool.
We're celebrating the 11-year-old here.
We
did the right thing. The big hook to me is that he had to go inside the house to get a phone.
He dialed a phone. He dialed, not just press a button.
An 11-year-old did not have a phone in his pocket.
Right.
You're right, though. Calling somebody now, that's a big thing for the young generation.
And it's probably a rotary phone, too.
They don't know how to, like, call and talk to people.
Right.
Right. Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, calling about the 11-year-old.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. wouldn't it be ironic if the parents got arrested or in jail for leaving an 11-year-old home alone?
Right. I thought the same thing. What age can you leave a kid alone? Yeah. I didn't think it was 11. I thought it was 13.
Well, he has two jobs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the kid's parents are in jail. He did a good thing.
He did. He did a good thing.
Right.
He's a good citizen.
He's in foster care now.
As they're interviewing the 11-year-old,
right.
They're hauling the parents away in the background in cuffs.
Right. There goes my mom and dad.
Now he's in foster care. Hey, right. Are you the hero? Yeah, that's me.
That's right. Yeah. I did a good thing.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, good point. Thank you. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
It was graphic and not something a lot of people should see.
The car crushed their legs.
Yeah, I'm saying, what kid knows the word graphic? 11-year-old.
Oh, that's what took you.
Yeah, graphic. Yeah.
Graphic.
Good vocabulary.
Gross, scared, graphic.
I'm like, paid attention in English.
Good heavens, man.
It was graphic.
Yeah.
1,000% just fed to him by a news reporter. Was
right.
Like, was it graphic?
Right.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right.
He originally said icky.
Yeah, I would have said gross.
Yeah. Gross. Graphic.
Her legs were disgusting. Right. They were mangled. Yeah. Like
blood everywhere.
Dude, like stuck everywhere. Ew.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Wait, I stayed with her until everybody left.
Now, he says anyone would have done it, but his parents know not every kid would have stayed so calm.
For the most part, he seemed to keep his composure. And
was
for an 11-year-old kid.
Muppetville?
then,
oh, my gosh.
Here comes the dog. Woof, woof.
Okay.
Yeah.
For an 11-year-old kid, stay pretty calm through it, and I was really proud of that.
Later, they prayed together and talked through what happened.
You know, we sat down and prayed for Miss Wright and discussed everything and you know, the good, the bad, and all that.
They also thanked God for what they call a miracle.
There was just so many coincidences. I mean, there's no doubt that was God working that day. There's a lot of coincidences. Normally, he wouldn't have been home.
I mean, God had a hand in all of it. He kept Miss Wright conscious to where she could yell at him.
Couldn't God have prevented a car like rolling over the legs?
Yeah.
Well, I always hear that too when someone says something like that.
If he's really working, because, like, you know, been there a little earlier. Just saying.
Works in mysterious ways.
I can't pay attention to every idiot in the South, okay? Sorry. I turned my back for a minute, okay?
You watch Florida.
All right? I sent the kid out there. They made the call. Right. All right?
All right.
Okay.
I mean, God.
Got out.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
Dumbass.
Hi, kids.
Right, they found you.
Yep, the kid from Alabama.
Go say hello to Uncle AJ.
Hi, kids. Go to school.
Comedian Brian Blackmore, comedian and content creator in studio.
Good morning.
And Sergeant Luke Davis with the Connecticut State Police. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Two very opposite ends of the spectrum.
Seriously. TikToker and a sergeant with the state police.
Right.
You can tell just by the haircuts and state of dress.
That's right.
It's like an intervention. Each one has different equipment with them.
Before we get into this first dumbass news story, AJ made a observation about our last segment.
Yeah.
We were playing an 11-year-old. Who, you know, a story about an 11-year-old who called 911 when an 88-year-old neighbor got trapped under a car.
Right.
They said they were sending all they had over there. The firefighters, paramedics, and police.
Yep.
So, Sergeant, we know you're a movie buff. Does that voice remind you of anybody?
That sounds to me like Forrest Gump.
Right, when he was a
kid. Exactly what AJ said.
Jedi. Are you stupid or something? Stupid as something. Yeah.
You didn't have to tell him. It was just like,
it was just immediate. Like,
yep.
No, but then AJ and Brian during the break, like, where's he from? I said, Alabama. It's like, that's where Forrest Gump's from.
Greenboro, Alabama.
Where?
Greenboro, Alabama.
Greenboro, Alabama.
Greenboro, Alabama.
Yep.
Had no idea.
Yep, because he shouts at one point, Greenboro, Alabama!
You know what I think.
Right.
I think we should go back home.
And he even has that same, like how he speaks. You know, like, blah, 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 blah.
The cadence.
The cadence, yeah. The same rhythm.
So we pulled up Forrest as a child.
Yeah, so this is on the bus meeting Jenny.
What's wrong with your legs?
I'm nothing at all, thank you. My legs are just fine and dandy.
It is the kid.
It is the kid.
Well, hang on, my neighbor got run over. I gotta get off.
I wanted her legs to match mine.
Right, exactly right.
Right. Maybe that's not funny.
You should meet my friend Lieutenant Dan.
Right.
I brought you some ice cream.
He was making Lieutenant Dan.
There was a lot of leg stuff in that movie. Now I think of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I should try out my sea legs. Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
Right. I know that, Gump.
ice cream.
Interesting fact about that, actually. So when they were actually shooting Forrest Gump, the director felt like they had a problem because of the accent that young Forrest had.
Yeah.
And they were trying to figure out how to go about it. So Tom Hanks said, well, why don't I just spend time with him and learn how he talks? And that's exactly what he did in terms of how they shot the movie.
Yeah.
So he sit down with him, talk to him. He says, so what's your daddy do? He says, my daddy makes grease. He makes grease? Yes.
Yeah.
What do they use that for? Grease can be used in all kinds of things like lipsticks.
And shrimp.
You ever been on a real shrimp boat? No, but I've been on a real big boat.
By the way, if you're confused, that's the Sergeant State Trooper.
not the TikTok.
You've got to do a press conference in that voice. Yeah.
Yes.
Seems to me the two cars going down the street, one shot at the other one. They didn't lock that. So he shot back.
That would freak everyone out.
I don't think anybody would see that coming.
No.
Awesome. What state is this? Connecticut?
Catatonic.
Next April 1st. That's got to happen.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
That Forrest Gump movie, though, that's a movie you could watch over and over
again. I always do, yep.
I haven't seen it in a while. When I was looking up clips, I was like, get lost. I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be watching the movie. I need to find something specific here.
Yep.
It's just endlessly quotable, too.
It is.
You can just go on and on.
Right. All right. Our first dumbass news story. A driver laughs at being told he's three times over the legal alcohol limit.
I was drunk.
Have you ever had one of these?
More than three times over the limit? Yes.
Have you ever had anyone laugh when they heard they're three times over the limit?
I haven't personally experienced that, no.
Police in Kentucky said a driver was caught driving under the influence of alcohol over the weekend. Officers with Madisonville Police Department said they were on the lookout for a speeding driver when they spotted the driver's vehicle parked at a gas station. The officers said that they saw 22-year-old Berlin Martinez get into the car and drive off. Martinez stopped in the middle of an intersection, and officers said they had seen him driving all over the road.
Martinez or Martinis?
Police pulled him over, and they said Martinez told him that he did not speak English. Police tested his blood alcohol level, finding he had a level three times the legal limit. Police said he seemed to understand what they were saying. On the way to the cruiser, they heard Martinez say, God damn. In perfect English.
Right.
And when he was told he was more than three times the legal limit, officer said Martinez laughed.
Hey, they don't like that.
He was placed in jail on $1,000 bond.
He laughed at us.
I feel like you're three times over the legal limit. You're cooked already.
Right.
You know, all right.
Why not enjoy it?
I don't have an excuse for that one.
I'm getting a bloody sandwich in the morning.
You guys must swap stories on excuses people give for speeding.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Anyone's come to mind?
I think probably one that we talked about the last time I was here with triple digits on 95 late to go see Thomas the Tank. engine.
Oh, that's right.
That's
right.
A good one.
And wasn't there a guy also who was like, wanted to see his cat?
Yes.
He was rushing home to he missed his cat.
Yeah, that was actually a Troop E case where they clocked the guy at triple digits. It was also a DUI arrest, and he said that he was trying to get home to see his cat.
Nice.
So, yeah.
And there was also recently one where a guy was like late for a job interview.
That was like just this past week.
All right. So that one in
better.
Particular.
Yeah, they're getting better.
I actually just watched the brief MVR clip from the Trooper's Cruiser where you can see this car flying by. So you have everybody else in traffic, and then you just see this white blur, and it's in and out of traffic. There's no way that he had any chance to catch it. But fortunately, through investigative measures and using LPR hits from local PDs, were able to track it down and made an arrest on the same day. But at the end
LPR
of it...
LPR hits, license plate
reader. That's correct.
Nice.
Yes.
I was in the New Haven Police Department looking at their technology and how fast they can find somebody.
Did you see mine?
Rolling through town.
Yes, absolutely.
They have a picture of you with a red circle and a mine going through your face.
Delete.
Yes, but 132 miles an hour on 91. Late for a job interview at Wendy's.
Wendy's, really? I thought I'd be a drive instructor.
That's a lot of hours at Wendy's.
Wendy's, yeah. It's
not worth it. Speed cameras generate thousands of dollars of fines.
Wow.
And I just threw this town over the weekend.
Did you?
And then this story comes out yesterday. I'm like, son of a... Because I know I was not doing the speed limit.
Oh.
Like how?
Wait, you, no. You like, waited for the sergeant to leave to say that?
Yes.
Of course. No, dummy.
Washington, Connecticut. You bikers, listen up. Because I know you like to drive up there. Litchfield County, it's not like driving a bike on 95.
No.
Very beautiful. It's
picturesque.
You drive through, you're like, this is Connecticut?
Right.
This is beautiful.
Oh,
not a lot of houses, a lot of farms.
Yep. And now cameras.
I didn't know. Thanks for telling us now.
Oops.
Surprise. Connecticut's first speed cameras are operating in several high-risk areas, and they're making an impact in the town of Washington, where the first of these cameras were installed 6 months ago. Drivers are already been fined more than $21,000.
Damn! Wow.
Some good revenue.
This is in the program's first 2 weeks.
Wow.
Well, that tells you we've got a problem here in the state.
Yeah. First of all, the speed limits are low.
Yeah, we're not.
Yes. I have to say this as the state trooper's leaving.
Now turning around the parking lot.
Try doing the speed limit right now. Two things are going to happen. One, you're going to feel like you could just open the door and get out of your car.
Right.
And run faster.
An old lady correct the sneakers.
And then
faster.
Two, you're almost going to get murdered with cars coming up behind you.
Yeah.
I read this, and I'm like, I know what's in the mail.
What do you think?
Coming to me.
Well, were you speeding that much?
I wasn't doing that fast, but I think if you just cruise along, you know, you're over 10 miles an hour.
Right.
The speed limit, you get a ticket.
Damn.
Yeah, if it's a posted, let's say, 25, and you're going...
40.
You're 38. It doesn't feel that crazy.
Yeah. I'm not saying I was doing, you know, NASCAR through Washington. It was a beautiful day. We were driving slow.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, slow and what the speed limit is are two different things.
Yeah. Yeah, some roads are definitely under, what's the one I'm looking for? The speed limit's, like, way too low. You know, I mean, there's, like, there are roads here in Milford are 25 miles, and I'm like, I'm not...
Who does 25?
I'm not pulling a cart.
Yeah, when did they come up with that speed limit for the Model T?
Exactly. Right. You know, and then it flashed, it goes, it's like, slow down! I'm like, okay, don't yell at me! 25 miles an hour.
When I see that sign that says, you know, shows you what you're doing for speed limit, I hit the gas.
It turns red.
So I want to watch it, like, ramp up.
It turns red.
Oh, you're definitely getting a ticket.
Your high score is this.
So I need to know the locations in Washington now.
Yeah.
One's on Old Litchfield Road.
Okay.
I don't even know if I was on that, but I probably was.
Right. It's the main road,
I'm guessing it's the main road going through town, which I was on.
Right. He says, hi, Chess.
Anybody listening get tickets from just in the mail from the speed cameras in Washington?
They always have a nice picture, too.
You'd love.
It's clear.
Yeah.
You would love living in California, then. Because California, I just moved out of California. Out there, the stadies, and I know this for a fact.
Jason Page, sports guy.
They won't even pull you over unless you're doing over 90.
Not worth their
time. They won't even bother.
Yeah.
It's not worth their time. It's not worth the risk. They don't even, the chips out there, California Highway Patrol, won't even look at you.
Wow.
Unless you're going over 90 on the highways out there.
Damn.
Ponch and John. Yep.
It's great.
Yeah.
I would kind of like that, I think.
Wow.
Chaz and AJ.
I hear him talking about the speed cameras, and I agree. I think we're on the border of like a police state, and you know, I understand if you don't speed, you won't get a ticket. But as they said, the speed limits in some of these towns are 25, where you could easily be doing 30 plus. And you know, it's one thing to have a few speed cameras and a couple of traffic cameras, but the amount of cameras they have now, it's, you know, we've been 1984.
Yeah. I think because each driver can handle different situations.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen some of these Subaru drivers.
Yeah.
Not the good ones.
Right.
The good ones, you know who you are.
Right, yeah.
Because the other ones give you a bad name.
Exactly. Find them.
You know who I'm talking about.
You know.
There's some who can't handle the speed limit.
Not at all, no.
To begin with.
Right.
But every driver should be rated. Like, what can you handle?
Right.
And then, like, you're an A-rated driver.
Right, like a little sticker on your car saying, right. Oh, he's green, he's good.
He's good to go.
He's good, right. Yellow, questionable.
Yeah,
red,
you got to go.
Get off the road.
Right.
Yep, nice. Yeah.
You're talking stick shift Subaru? Is that what you're talking? You're talking, like, stick shift Subaru?
No, automatic.
Yeah.
You're talking, like, Outbacks?
Yeah, I'm talking like
lesbian mom Subaru drivers.
They drive fast.
And I could say that, by the way, because I'm the gay guy.
Right.
All right. You could point all that out.
Right.
No, I'm not saying looking at gender, sexuality, any of that stuff.
Just right. Subaru, just like Outback?
Just
really?
Subaru drivers.
I've never seen Subaru drivers like as being the craziest.
Anytime you say Subaru driver, I think of Monster Energy and a vape and a WRX.
Yes.
See,
the ground huggers.
And I think lesbian.
It's like
so there
slammed
you go.
To the ground.
Right.
It's got the spoiler on the back.
You know? Elderly love those things.
Well, I was thinking of mostly elderly because they buy that car and they're like, this is the last car we're going to have to buy.
And it's safe. I won't get killed in this when it's
good
for
the
truck.
It's snow.
Yep.
It's easy to park.
Right, right.
It's good on gas.
Right. It has the word sue in it in case you get into an accident. Yeah, I'll sue you.
Paul in Westbrook.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have issues with all these radical drivers on the highway. I don't see enough of the speed trap enforcement. I know they have unmarked cars, but I just don't see enough of them anywhere. I drive trucks, so I'm all over the state of Connecticut. You hardly ever see it, and I see so many people just driving erratic.
It's weird that, you know, Washington, Connecticut, the sleepy town of Washington, Connecticut, it's the first town to have speed cameras.
Yeah.
What about 95?
Right.
Yep.
Have a Route 8.
691 is the Bermuda Triangle of highways.
Yeah.
Like, if you rate the deaths on that highway.
Right. Never
and
seen
it's
again.
Just, it connects 84 to 91.
Yep.
And more people die on that highway than I think anywhere else. We're always talking about fatals on there. People go nuts.
Yeah.
There's never any speed traps there.
No, I don't know where everybody's going in such a hurry. Going
seriously,
I start, you know, going home, going to work. It's like my main office is in East Granby, and people pass me doing 90, and I'm doing 70.
Yeah.
It's insane on Route 20, and it is there's not enough.
That's kind of the point I'm trying to make. Like, there are people on the highways doing 120.
The super speeders.
And I'm going to get dinged for doing 10 miles over the speed limit in Washington.
Yeah. Don't seem right.
This is me venting.
That's right.
The cameras automatically issue tickets to drivers traveling more than 10 miles an hour, the posted limit. The initial fine is $50, with repeat offenses carrying $75 penalty.
Oh.
According to town officials, about half of the citations issued so far have gone to Washington residents.
Wow.
With the other half to out-of-town drivers.
So locals are getting
popped.
Hello. It's a Chez.
The town is currently applying for approval to install 3 more cameras.
Wow. That's an awful lot of cameras in one place.
For the sleepy town of Washington.
Yeah.
That's why.
Patrick and Meriden.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. We all know what Governor Lamont has been doing for the last few years, trying to figure out how to put tolls in. Don't put up tolls. Put up speed cameras. You know, the
I don't want
to call it DJ. I know we don't want them, but the flip side is they're better than tolls.
Yeah, the revenue
source. DJ was talking about, you know, DJ was talking about the construction zone, which I just drove through at 50 miles an hour in a truck. Even that little sign where it tells you how fast you're going and what the posted sign, they put a speed camera in there, they'd probably make $20,000 a month.
Right.
Just on that one sign.
Yeah, and you're saving
a couple of those
lives.
Put those up and you know, and put a couple of those up in the construction zone, and these get, we all start getting tickets. And for me, I'm a commercial driver's license holder, so my ticket's going to be three times higher than that of you in your car.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Because I'm a professional driver and I'm supposed to know better.
Us amateurs
get penalized.
And you're on the phone right now talking to us. Hands free.
Yeah, but I'm in the way station. The truck stopped and I got an earpiece in my head. Now I'm legal.
Tell us something interesting you saw while looking down into someone else's car.
Oh, I love this job in the summertime, man. I get in the middle lane and you look over and you got all these great looking girls not paying any attention to the dirty old man next to them and they're looking through their right side mirror, the window.
Wow. That's
really not what I meant.
Yeah, you did.
I got Pavlov over.
Yeah, you did. We got a DOM alert. Nice.
Yeah.
But you cameras for him, dude.
There's a couple lists.
He wants cameras on the road for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I think it's more like a list.
Yeah. All right, Patrick. Be safe out there.
All right, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
If you're just tuning in, we're bitching about speed cameras now.
Right. Yep.
They're in Washington. $21,000 in 2 weeks.
Oof.
That's two weeks.
That's pretty hefty. And a lot of them.
And if fines are $50 to $75, that's a lot of tickets.
Seriously. And most of the folks who live there.
He's right, though. If you put those things on the highways, forget $20,000 a month. You make $20,000 a day.
People will be losing their license.
They make millions,
Dude,
but people get the message fast.
Yeah.
Little deterrence goes a long way.
People ripping down the highways, though, it's so dangerous.
It is insane.
These people are going so fast, and you see people just weaving right lane, left lane, like, you know, cutting in front of trucks.
Like they're filming a movie. Yep.
Yeah, they think they're Fast and Furious.
Yeah, stunt driving, yeah.
Ryan in Milford.
Hey, I'll make it quick. You got to be, New York's got them, too. I just went to a Mets game within the last month, and I was doing 33 and a 25, and they sent me a ticket. $50.
And a Mets ticket.
I wish I flipped them off if I knew the camera was there.
Going to see the Mets again.
Right.
Yeah, no, forget that.
Ouch.
So I watch it at home.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And how are they going to, you know, I don't know how they do this in the cities, because they talk about equity. You know who's going to get most of these tickets in the city? You know, people of color.
Yeah.
Well, how do you...
Why, white people don't speed?
No, they do, but I mean, you're going to have more, I think, in the city.
You think it's going to be a disproportionate amount?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It's going to be a problem.
So folks take the train.
Chris and Shelton.
I got a great question. Seems like it started during COVID, but the Merritt Parkway and the amount of trailers that are on the Merritt Parkway.
Yeah.
If the state of Connecticut wanted to make some money, all they got to do is get their guys out there. They'll make a ton of money every day. I see like 3, 4, 5 trailers on the Merritt Parkway going to work every day.
A lot of commercial vehicles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's wild, too.
What's going on? It seems like COVID, you know, they started going on there. And then ever since that, they just, you know, trailers are on there every day getting hauled.
Like everybody forgot.
I'm just wondering why. Yeah.
You know what's good about the cameras, though, now that I think about it?
What's that?
The trooper doesn't have to fill out 3 hours of paperwork.
Yeah.
On every stop. You know, when a trooper pulls you over now, they have to hand you a questionnaire. Was this a professional stop?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
How was your server?
Complete the survey.
Right. Would you
was
pull
the bathroom
someone?
Clean?
I'm not pulling. Right. That's probably why California doesn't do any pullovers unless you're doing 90, because the amount of paperwork they have
not
to do
it's
for
just
a
not
speeding
worth it.
Ticket.
All that ink.
It's like, yeah, I'm good.
Carpal tunnel syndrome, yeah.
And then if someone complains about you, now you got to deal with, no.
And our highways are like 17 lanes. So it's
true,
like,
yeah.
I thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe the barber got nabbed with a camera.
Oh,
hey, Joe.
Yo, I got nabbed in New York on the way to the airport. I went through a work zone and they whacked me for 15 miles over the speed limit. And it was like,
$51 to pay. But I didn't even see the camera or anything. And state of Connecticut, if you're driving through a work zone and you see an SUV, it looks like it's got a ski rack on it, that is a camera for speed traps. They whack you for going through speed fast through a work zone.
Well, you can go through fast through a work zone anyway, so.
Yeah,
exactly. But I didn't even know when I was getting on the connector from 95 to going towards Kennedy LaGuardia, that on-ramp.
That'd be a good meme, actually. Like, you see one side is just, you know, it's the wild, wild west in New York. It's just like drug addicts on the sidewalks and crimes being committed, cars being stolen, right? And then on the other side is like some family who just went to a Yankee game getting a ticket. You know what I mean?
That's kind of jerseys,
it's like, you went to the Yankees, you came into the city, you spent money, but we're going to give you a ticket. But over here, all hell could break loose and just keep doing what you're doing.
Got robbed twice, yeah. Right.
I've actually got to do that drive later today.
Nice.
To LaGuardia.
Oh, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Well, we got sports guy Jason Page in the studio. I thought, well, we'll talk about sports. I got all these good stories.
Yeah, like, can we promote the show at least, too?
Yes.
Thank you.
But then we started talking about Ozempic off air. We brought it on air, and the tribe is calling in with Ozempic stories.
Yeah.
203-882-9757. Jason Page is host of Sports Wrap with Jason Page. And we will link up on the radio station website as to how you can get that show.
Yeah.
Jeff in Monroe.
Hey, guys. I know somebody who took it for a year, lost 32 pounds, stopped taking it 6 months ago. Now they're at 46 pounds, positive.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gained it right back.
Yep.
They gained it all back, plus they gained another 14 pounds.
Right.
That's the thing keeping me from it, because I thought if I could do it quick, get down and just maintain, no, I'll just eat my way right back. So it's all about creating good habits.
Yep, that's it.
How much is that a month? Is it like, I heard it's like $400 a month.
I have insurance.
You're getting it from Canada.
Yeah, I have insurance, and it's the I have the real Ozempic. And it's with insurance. It's $150 a month.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
It's not bad unless are you paying it?
I'm just saying.
It's not cheap. It ain't cheap.
As opposed to $400 a month.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. As opposed to $400, it's cheap.
Yeah.
That's right. They do have all the other brands too.
It's like $37.50 a week.
Right. Small price to pay.
Stop drinking coffee, and you'll be healthier.
Right.
Well, yeah. How much did that cost?
$6.
Wow.
How much cream
you have
is in
that every day?
No cream.
No.
Get enough for that.
Okay. All right.
Not even listening to him.
That took me a second.
That's $30 a week if you give that up.
Yeah.
I don't drink Starbucks every day.
Okay.
It's the avocado toast.
Right. Oh.
Oh. Debbie, we're going to get to you in a second. AJ, what is Ozempic feet?
Apparently, Sharon Osbourne has a kind of like, you know, brings up and hits them. Oh, see, she's got Ozempic feet. Apparently, what happens with Ozempic feet is that your the skin of your feet, like on the top, becomes like really like very like flabby and like it's pretty disgusting.
Oh, because you lost some weight, you have extra skin.
Apparently, you have some kind of fat on top of your feet, and it gets rid of that, and all of a sudden you have like flappy, nasty, wrinkly feet.
That's more. It's mortifying.
Yeah,
Ozempic feet.
Could it just be that she's old?
Yeah, no, it's got like the old lady from Titanic feet. Yep.
Oh,
old lady from Titanic feet.
Right. Yeah, I feel like throwing.
Looks terrible.
I feel like throwing a big diamond in
those
the water
just
right
look
now.
Like old feet.
That just looks like
I could be like really in the mood, and if I see those feet, I am done.
Yeah. See them jaws coming at you.
I will never eat a Frito-Lay ever again.
She's 72. Those could just be 72-year-old feet.
It says here it causes a massive loss of fat content and water retention, which affects areas at the top of the feet.
Oh,
it's a very sensitive subcutaneous fat layer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty
nasty. Those are bad.
I wonder Ozzy's on the road all the time.
She's got to have socks on.
Oh, no. Shannon! Yeah, when she's running down the street and you're hearing... It blows. Yes.
He says Ozempic mouth, too. I don't even know what that means. They're just
What's
coming
Ozempic
up with...
mouth?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, Ozempic face, yeah.
I just think it affects different people different ways.
Yeah, if you put Ozempic...
like anything else.
But you lose a lot of weight, you have all that extra skin.
A lot of people I know just stay on it. And that's what I may wind up doing. I might just stay on it.
For the rest of your life?
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, the Ozempic feet, Ozempic face, Ozempic hands.
Shane, we're going to get to you in a second. Debbie?
Okay. Hi, this is Debbie.
Yes, that's why I said Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. Again, yes.
Hi, Debbie.
I'm calling because it did not work for me. It raised my fasting blood sugars and my weight increased.
My God. Oh, sad.
Did you use it right?
Sorry.
Yes.
Just asking. I put out my eggs in the morning.
I injected it into my pound cake.
Wow.
No, we're just kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I also tried Mounjaro, and that didn't work for me either. It did the same effect.
How much do you weigh?
What are you asking a woman how much she weighs for?
Crazy question.
What's wrong with you?
We're talking about weight loss.
This is clinical.
Part of the study. Well, let's just say I'm a fluffy woman, and it didn't help.
She's Rubenesque.
Fluffy? What does fluffy mean? Is that like a little overweight, or is that like... What?
It depends on how much fluff.
I'm not trying to...
No.
Debbie, I'm not trying to embarrass you. We're having a conversation about weight loss. That's fine. Fluffy. Now I'm trying to define fluffy in my mind. Is that a little bit or a lot of bit?
Right. Is it a dabble or like a whole
a
bunch?
A lot of bit.
A lot of bit.
Okay.
Okay, so it's quite
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
No, it's horrible to go through life like that. It's very difficult. And then you get Ozempic. You're like, here's the magic.
It's worked for everybody.
Everybody. Yeah. And then it doesn't work. That sucks.
Yeah. That does suck.
They owe you a refund.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You too.
You go, girl.
Oh, man, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
If you were a fat person, which fat person would you be?
What is that?
A fluffy. I've never heard somebody describe themselves as fluffy.
We're not making fun of her, by the way.
No. Okay.
Fluffy is a fun...
Like a picture in like a Milky Way bar now.
No, it sounds
there's
like...
people who seek that out.
It sounds... like. Well, but it also sounds dirty.
Right.
It's like, you know, when you're a fluffer on the set of a movie...